BC's Civil Resolution Tribunal has approved a Vancouver tax accountant's attempt to get $4,839 for his services, work for which the client said he was overcharged. In his December 1 decision, Tribunal member Eric Regier said Douglas Crite signed a retainer agreement on June 14, 2021, for tax preparation and related advice. Under the heading Fees, Crite agreed to pay the applicant's usual billing rate. The agreement did not say what that billing rate was. On November 16, 2021, Emil Manchalenko, doing business as EWM Consulting, gave Crite an invoice for $4,839.74. The invoice broke down Manchalenko's 9.6 hours of billable time in detail. He charged $395 per hour, for a total fee of $3,792. It is clear from this invoice that almost all Manchalenko's work was assisting the respondent with transitioning their business from a sole proprietorship to a corporation, including the incorporation process itself, Regier said. The invoice also included $675 in fees from another accounting firm, Alistair & Victor, which Manchalenko subcontracted for some accounting and bookkeeping work. Regier said Alistair & Victor's invoice names EWM Consulting as the client. I find that Manchalenko either paid the invoice or is legally obligated to do so, Regier said. The tribunal said Manchalenko provided copies of various emails to Crite and his lawyer about the incorporation, including discussions about share structure, corporate governance, and other technical details. These emails indicate that the applicant reviewed the incorporation documents that the lawyer had prepared and ensured that they met the respondent's needs, Regier said. It is apparent from those emails that Manchalenko also had multiple phone calls with both Crite and the lawyer. Regier said Crite's submissions about the fees were very brief. They say that the applicant's billing was excessive and disproportionate, without explaining how or why, Regier said, noting Crite claimed Manchalenko did work he did not ask him to do. He does not explain what work this was, Regier said. I am left with no explanation about what charges the respondent considers excessive and no opinion from another accountant about the invoice's reasonableness. On my review of the invoice and associated emails, I see nothing obviously unreasonable or excessive in the invoice. Regier found Manchalenko's charges reasonable and ruled Crite must pay them as well as $175 in tribunal fees. Jainsworth at glaciermedia.catwitter.com/jainswo.